Oh, did it collapse?
From the Hill Country in Texas, this is OneRadioNetwork.com.
Whoa. Okay. God. You would think that Shirley would actually mention Sharon one last time. So let's see, Sharon, Shirley, one more chance.
Good morning. This is OneRadioNetwork.com.
Yeah?
The telephone number is 888-663-6386.
Yeah?
Email patrick@OneRadioNetwork.com.
Oh. She didn't even do it once again. Here's Patrick. She left me out, too. So you're about to say something before we went to station break. I'm sorry, about the bridge or something?
Oh, is it? I guess it's this Brent Spence Bridge.
That's it. The Brent Spence Bridge.
Yeah.
You're going to a very curious thing about that, that is a spiritual experience about that bridge.
Oh, well, I'd like to know the whole story.
You're going to get the whole story if you stick around open phones. Now, if you just leave now, you're going to miss it. So if you quit now, right in the middle of the show, and you become a disgruntled employee like Jim Comey of the FBI, then we got a problem. Just kidding. Okay. Friday, we're going to get to the phones here. Good morning. Who's this?
Are you talking to me?
No.
Okay.
No, I am.
This is Karen in Austin. And Sharon, congratulations and a big bummer. I'm so going to miss you.
Aww.
Well, still write to each other.
Well, and we will.
Yeah. Is this the Karen who I know, Karen? Is this the Karen who I know, Karen?
Yes, this is the Karen you know.
Well, hi, Karen.
Not that you only know one Karen, but yes.
I know, but I know the Karen. I know a Karen in Austin because I know one Karen, and that's you.
That's me.
How you doing, Karen in Austin?
I'm doing fine until this morning. I'm just a little bit bummed out, but I get it. I mean, I understand her moving on, rehabbing a house would be more than full time. And last 2 years with her daughter in high school, that's a big deal. So I get all that.
Homeschool,
I really do.
Too. Don't forget homeschool, right?
I know. Yeah. I know. But I'm not sure who's teaching whom.
Well,
right. Well, I know who's
it's totally the kid teaching her. You get that. You get that one.
But that's what I need. I need more study time.
That's what it is.
That's right. She's got to go to the graduate degree here.
I know. Yeah.
Graduate degree, yeah.
But I think you have added so much wisdom and different perspective, and you have complimented Patrick so well. I have just enjoyed you. I don't even remember how many years it is now, Patrick. You can probably tell us that. But I have just enjoyed you and enjoyed the interplay between the two of you, and that's just not going to be replaceable. Somebody else will come in and do that, but it will not be the same because, Sharon, you are one special lady. You really are.
I appreciate that.
Well, I did meet a cute girl at the hippie food store, so maybe, just kidding.
Well, I'm sure you have.
So, you're always meeting cute girls at the hippie food.
We'll see. Yeah, I've really enjoyed having her here, too, because, what I really like about her is that she's so authentic, and she never did as long as I've known her, which has been, almost 7 years now?
Yeah.
Seven.
Okay.
Yeah, and she's never done this, never just totally agree with me if she didn't. If she did, it was fine. But if she didn't, she'd always would say, well, what about, I've always liked that about
her. Play the devil's advocate.
Yeah, I always liked that about her,
I know. She's quick on her feet. And when I'd hear you say something, Patrick, that I'd get frustrated with, I would never have known how to handle it. And Sharon just knows how to handle it.
She knows how to handle it, too.
Just a special
lady.
Now
what are we going to do when Patrick gets out of control?
I don't know. Well, you guys are just going to have to keep me on a short leash.
See, now the listeners, you got to call in more.
You got to call in more and keep me
on
a short leash.
Everyone's got to call in more to keep him,
Well, maybe the guy from Houston will call in. That'll keep him on his toes.
Robert, he's always keeping
Robert,
me on.
Robert, yeah.
God, it's like, oh my God. Well, the one thing that my dad told me was that the classic, and was that, you know, remember, Patrick, that you always give the woman in your life, you know, what she wants, because eventually she's going to get it anyway, and she's generally right, so just go ahead and do it and make your life easier. And, you know, I've always really went by that, but it's been such
a
pleasure.
I
have, totally. And I also, virtually all my relationships, generally the girl knows the right answer. Now, I don't know why, it's a God thing, but I know it certainly has been the case with Sharon. You know, whenever there's been any kind of doubt in my mind, you know, we talk about, what do you think? And she would go, well, and it would always be, yep, that's right. That's the way we go. Because girls just got, you girls just know that thing. It's in your, whatever, it's a soul thing. That's one of the reasons why souls incarnate as boys and girls. Because there's some intuitive kind of spiritual thing going on with the female souls. Yeah. But, you know, so unless she just changes her driver's license, go to transgender bathrooms, I'll always rely on her. Oh, God. Unless she switches sides on me.
I think she's going to be her authentic self. And you know, I think it might be kind of fun to have pictures in a blog of the place that you're doing.
Oh, the before that's kind of a good
after. Idea. I would love to see that.
Well, we'll definitely be in touch. I mean, I'm sure I'm going to hang on to this One Radio Network email, you know, for a while. And because I have told Patrick that, you know, I'm here in case he needs anything. So,
yeah,
you know, that's just what friends do. And we'll stay in touch. And I will call in from time to time and let people know what I'm up to. And, you know, probably share, you know, what I'm doing. So
as much as she, because she's a very private person. You can't believe how private
I am. I'm painfully private. I wish I were, but actually, you know what? I'm going to work on that. That's something I've been working on.
Huh?
A little bit more. This is something I really want to work on about, because what I present to the world is not necessarily what I'm feeling in the inside.
Oh,
you know,
wow.
Because I am so reserved on the outside, but on
really?
The inside, it's like I want to bust out. Like I wish I could sing in front of people. I wish I could dance in front of people. I wish I could do a lot of things that people do in front of others and share that. But I mean, I do all of that in private.
Really? That would really be good for you. I think. Don't you think it would be good for you? You'd enjoy it?
I'm going to work on it.
Are you?
I'm working.
Yeah. Well, you could do a little YouTube channel, you know, and whatever. You know,
you
and your daughter, you know, you could do your own talk show or something. Oh, God, that'd be cool. Well, you know, I think it's been, you know, radio for 50 years have been therapy for me. It's just been wonderful. It's really great to be able to just say whatever you want to say and just throw caution to the wind. You know, it's very, very healing, even when you say stupid things. You know?
Right.
You know what I mean?
Well, Sharon, your external person is worth sharing. And I think that external person wouldn't be there if you didn't have a good internal life. So there shouldn't be too much difficulty with you sharing if you so choose. Mm. That would be my thought. Because you have shared some special things. I've communicated that to you. You know, you can't keep that stuff hidden. You got a long road ahead of you. A long good road, but I mean you're a youngster, basically.
You know, there's a spiritual principle, and if I could find it in the one book, I think I even read it last night. Well, actually I heard it on tape. I was doing my Pai Da Lai Jing listening to books on tape of the Flute of God from Paul Twitchell, written in 40 years ago, that the idea that if we always tell the truth to ourselves and to others every moment of our lives, that's one of the all-time bridges to spiritual growth. Isn't that curious? Always.
Wow.
Yeah. Pretty interesting to be that authentic, you know. And then you never have to go back and, you know, remember, you know, it's like they say in the whole legal thing, boy, if you keep telling the truth, you don't have to go back and cover up what you said. And you don't have to, you know, you can always remember what you said because you told the truth, you know, told the truth.
Right.
And isn't it interesting that they do in courtroom, do you promise to tell the truth, the whole truth, nothing but the truth, so help you God. You know, that's got a deep spiritual principle in the back of it from common law of a thousand, you know, long time ago from England, that whole phrase. The truth, the whole truth.
So you're a musical person? Is that what we heard there, Sharon?
You know, it's in there. It's really in there. It's deeply, deeply in there. Yes. Yes. You know, years ago, I used to write a lot of songs.
I got to go downstairs for a second. You girls carry on.
Yeah, there's a lot. There's a lot. You know, I think for me also, I've gotten, you know, my age and, you know, I'm in my early 50s. That it's, I mean, we talk about on the air, you know, that there is no time and stuff like that. But I am a little bit different than Patrick in that way that I do see how quickly life has flown by. And especially when you have, maybe it's just when you have children, it's a whole different perspective. Or you see time because you actually see that time has passed, you know.
Right.
And it's not by looking in the mirror at myself, it's by looking at my own kid. That's what showed me, wow, time really goes by fast. And, you know, if there's things you want to do in your life, I don't want for my life to have passed and to look back and go, oh, I wish I would have done this. You know, I wish I would have taken time to do this, or I would have explored this or whatever. So I think I'm almost going through, it's not a midlife crisis. It's just a renewal. You know, to where I just want to try to do some things that I, and be, I don't know, just a little fuller. Yeah. So we'll see.
Yeah. You can't do it all at the same time.
Yeah, no, you can't. So, yeah. So how about you?
Well, I'm back. Okay.
Oh, you're back. Okay.
Go ahead. But you keep talking.
Well, we were just talking about how...
Yeah, I heard you. No, I heard you all the way downstairs.
You heard that, yeah.
Heard the whole thing, yeah. Heard the whole thing. Yeah, I can hear it downstairs.
Even though we were talking about you, Patrick.
I know. I heard you talking about me. I was doing what I needed to do. I wanted to grab that book. Maybe I can find this little paragraph sometime during the show and read it. It's pretty cool. Sharon, you're doing so good. God love you. You know I love you, baby. You know that, right? And I would always love you. I could play that song. That would really be... What's that song?
All right, now hold on.
Yeah, I will always love you. Isn't that who wrote that song? Oh, yeah, that was Dolly Parton, right?
Oh, that's right, Dolly Parton.
I could play that song. So, Karen, how are you doing? You good?
I'm doing okay.
Yeah?
Yeah, I could use Sharon to come in and help finish up my house for me.
Oh, good. Well,
maybe I'll do that. Maybe I'll do that with my newfound freedom and no job.
There we go.
You could travel. You could travel, you know.
That's right. But, I'm doing fine. The fix in the house has been, when you have two contractors in Austin quit on you because they're not making enough money, it really gets you working on your own skills. So,
that's fine. You've had some challenges with that. You've had quite some challenges with that.
Yeah.
So is it coming along? Is it, I mean, how is it?
I finished most of the painting. But I mean, 5 coats on the ceiling, really? Is what it took when I took when that fluorescent light came down so you learn a lot about painting and all. And that's just little stuff to you, you know. So it's going to be, I really would like for you to, you know, kind of keep a diary or something.
Even the house next door that I did, I mean, I really documented it and, you know, did my before and afters and
did you keep those hidden away or did you put them out there somewhere?
I did not share them on One Radio Network. I mean, I probably should have, I guess. Something I was really proud of. I can probably throw something together and maybe put it on today's show page or something, you know, so.
Well, there's, you know, I love watching HDTV, and There's all sorts of opportunities out there for people. So,
yeah.
Who knows where the next step will take you? Your daughter will certainly learn a lot from this, too.
Oh, I think so. Yeah, I think so. So, it'll be fun. But I'm not far. We'll check in from time to time, say hello. So
that would be good.
And again, write to me whenever you want. And I'm going to send you my personal email address, too. So we'll stay in touch.
I love that.
Because there's listeners that have, become my friends. And, I think about everybody. You know, when we don't hear from certain people, you start getting worried. Yeah. Worry about Denise when we don't hear about
I think that's having the heart of God is what I think that is when you think about people.
Yeah.
I think that's pretty much what God's doing is thinking about all of us and we don't know. And when you find somebody who keeps people in mind, that's a good heart.
Hmm.
So anyway, I will let you go. I'm sure there's other people lining up behind me.
I'm so glad you called in, Karen.
Yeah.
Thanks for calling in, sweetie.
We'll be in touch.
Okay.
Sure. Yeah. Karen, have you ever get a t-shirt?
Oh.
Not this year.
Oh, good. Well, email me.
I got a beautiful one last year.
Send me your address. We'll send you another one, or you can tailor it for your dog or something.
That would be fun.
How was your little dog? How was your little dog?
My little dog is growing up. He has to be sitting here on my lap because otherwise he'd be barking his head off.
Mm-hmm.
He's like 2.5 years old now, and he's a cutie. He's a great friend.
Wow. Tell him we said hi.
Okay, I'll do it.
Okay.
All right, well, have a good weekend. Best of luck.
Bye, Karen. You too.
Karen.
See you real soon.
Bye-bye.
Thanks, sweet. 888-663-6386. I think what you girls were talking about, I remember one time my old friend Steve Jobs said this in a speech. You can hear
my
Steve.
My third story is about death.
Uh-oh.
When I was 17, I read a quote that went something like, if you live each day as if it was your last, someday you'll most certainly be right.
It's kind of cool.
It made an impression on me. And since then, for the past 33 years, I've looked in the mirror every morning and asked myself, if today were the last day of my life, would I want to do what I am about to do today?
Wow.
And whenever the answer has been no for too many days in a row, I know I need to change something. Remembering that I'll be dead soon is the most important tool I've ever encountered to help me make the big choices in life. Because almost everything, all external expectations, all pride, all fear of embarrassment or failure, these things just fall away in the face of death, leaving only what is truly important. Remembering that you are going to die is the best way I know to avoid the trap of thinking you have something to lose. You are already naked. There is no reason not to follow your heart.
That was for you from Steve.
Wow, yep, Mike, yep. There you go. There you go.
First time I heard that line was in a movie called Breaker Morant that I'm gonna put that on my list, and that's where that came from. I don't know where the screenwriter Breaker Morant got it, but it was live every day as if it were your last, because someday you are sure to be right.
Yeah.
Which is a great line. It's just a beautiful line. And I remember in that movie, Breaker Morant, and it's so true. But I like what Steve Jobs said. How do you say that? You look in the mirror and you say, how do you say it? Yeah. If I knew that today was my last day, am I doing today what I would do? And, he said, then, how do you say it?
If too many times in a row you say no,
then you need to make some changes. And pretty much
what
you did, right?
Mm-hmm. That's right.
What you've done.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah.
Okay, 888-663-6386, open phone Friday with Patrick and Sharon. And let's see. So this is pretty cool. You know how folks will tell you that your children or your pets are so connected to them on the spiritual level. And sometimes, the pets or the people start to look like their pets or look like their wives or look like their husbands or look like their kids.
Sure, sure.
And they act like their kids and all that. And I really saw how any kind of very subtle little anxiety about anything. I mean, just not even, I can't even call it anxiety. Just a little bit of just getting off balance with life for me could initiate doodle to itch.
Yeah, yeah.
Isn't that interesting? Yeah. Mm-hmm. So she is so in tune, her and I together, that there could be a little bit I don't even know how to say it, you know, just doing something on the computer, and all of a sudden you get out of the moment and you get just a little bit, a little bit antsy about doing something or reading something, ever so slightly. I could see where she might start itching.
Huh.
Yeah, and okay. I could see the connection there. I can really feel the connection. Yeah. And the quieter I get inside and the happier I get inside, the less she itches.
Okay.
So she's, that makes sense. Yeah, she's like my little canary in the coal mine.
Yeah.
God love her. Yeah. Isn't that cool?
So is she calming down some and everything?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Because you're getting calm.
I keep chilling out.
Mm-hmm.
Keep chilling.
Well, that's good.
Yeah. Of course, you know, the Prozac helps, but you know.
Yeah.
Just kidding. The Prozac really helps, and you know.
The Ativan and the Xanax.
That helps, and you know that helps a little bit, and
Just whiskey every night.
As well, a little whiskey that helps. That helps chill you right out. Okay, come on in and call and say hi. 888-663-6386. Email patrick@oneradionetwork.com. Don't be shy. It's okay. We don't hurt.
Well, here's something we need to get everybody on board with.
Okay.
This story we were kind of making fun of before the show came on.
Oh, yeah, tell them about this. Yeah.
This U.S. Congresswoman introduces bill supporting mandatory vaccines for employees. So here's the sentence here this is sick. A new bill, H.R. 1313, moving through Congress, would allow companies to require employees to undergo genetic testing and enroll in a mandatory vaccine program or risk losing their job. Can you believe that? That's Congresswoman Virginia Fox out of North Carolina. So she probably needs a spanking first, and then everybody needs to write to this lady.
So what we're going to do, we found the page on Virginia Fox's website that Sharon will put in the show page. And if you want to, you can email Virginia Fox and tell her that how you feel about this. But be nice. Don't be mean. Don't be snarky. Snarky won't get you anywhere. Just be. She'll not hear snarkiness. She'll just delete them.
Right.
But if you're sweet and kind and talk to her like your sister, which she is, and a soul, maybe, just maybe, I don't know. Who knows? Mm-hmm. She might learn something through this. So.
Yeah, that's right.
So don't be snarky.
Well, because it is just education, you know.
Well,
I know that what I've written to my congressman, one time I remember writing to him about GMOs, and he just simply wrote back, or, you know, obviously his assistant did, I know it wasn't him, but and said, you know, well, you know, science has shown that these are safe. So I wrote him back and I said, well, okay, I mean, I understand you have your sources, but here are some sources that maybe you haven't considered or you haven't even been exposed to, so, you know, some other information. And I remember I loaded him up with podcasts. I mean, there was probably 30, you know, on this page. And, of course, I never heard anything back. But you never know that the people might go, you know what, this person took time to do this.
Yeah, maybe I'll read this.
Yeah, we'll listen to one of them. Yeah. And just to kind of maybe get a different perspective.
Sure, good point. You know, and it could just be an assistant. or a sub-assistant that,
exactly.
that reads it.
Exactly.
And then say, yes. Congressman, you know, this right. is, you know, you should look at this. I mean, I never used to be a believer, but I don't know. Maybe we should rethink this. I don't, you never know how things happen. That's the way spirit works, right? That's the way it works.
And you have to understand, it might not happen overnight.
No, it could be two years from now.
It might be something that happens in a couple of years, but it's just all about seed planting.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you're planting the seeds. We really don't have to see how the tree turns out. We just have to plant the seeds.
That's right.
You know?
That's right. Good job. So, planting the seeds. Non-GMO seeds, of course.
Yes.
You know, I still have that URL, just say no to GMO. I think I have it. It's just say no to GMOs.
Okay.
So I'm going to do something with that someday, I think.
Yeah. You know, that'd be kind of fun.
Yeah. Could be a nice snarky website if you want to get snarky. Don't you love that word?
Hey, how you doing on Facebook? Have you made more enemies?
Well, I'm trying to be
sweet.
You know,
for you yesterday.
Yeah, that's a great video, isn't it?
The bird one.
The bird, and he's trying to impress this girl bird next to him, and she's.
You have to go on Patrick's Facebook.
She's having
page.
None of it. She's just having none of it, right?
And it is so funny.
This guy's singing "Don't Be Cruel," and
yes. What is it? A cockatoo?
I don't know what they are. But this bird is trying to impress this other bird with the way with the music, and he's having a party and he's dancing, he's spreading his feathers, and this other bird just keeps moving farther and farther away from him, like this guy's nuts.
But isn't that fascinating how that bird was actually dancing in that music?
In the right time, boy, he was right there.
Yes, on the beat and everything. That's amazing.
The other bird actually holds up his paw to say stop. It's just hilarious. And I put on the top of the video, I said, this is great. Some girls are just hard to impress. And this bird was doing everything he could to impress this girl. It's funny. Yeah, it's
well, maybe all the people who hate you on your Facebook page.
Well, baby, nobody hates
you.
Me. Nobody hates me.
We'll find you endearing after that.
No, they don't hate me. Just, you know, some of the Libbies just think I'm crazy for, you know.
Yeah.
Trying to, you know, just kind of support Mr. Trump when I see that he's being trampled on.
Yeah.
Check this out. So this is what I put in the Facebook. This is pretty interesting. This is the New York Times, right? Yeah. And this came out in the Comey testimony yesterday when FBI Director Comey testified. And so the New York Times had a headline, and it says, quote, Trump campaign aides had repeated contacts with Russian intelligence, right? So this is the New York Flippin' Times, one of the all-time most respected newspapers in the world. Been around 150 years. They call it the Gray Lady. Top of the mast, it says all the news it's fit to print.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they're so far left now, they're just like out of control. Okay, so that's fine, all right. But so Congressman Cotton, he says to Mr. Comey, who is doing this investigation, he says, on February 14th, the New York Times published a story. The headline was, Trump campaign aides had repeated contacts with Russian intelligence. He said, would it be fair to characterize the story as almost entirely wrong? Comey, yes.
Oh, okay. Huh. Mm-hmm. Wow.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Well, at least he was honest.
Well, yeah, because he's under oath. He's got to be. He's got to be.
Yeah.
And so if you guys haven't been following this, the globalists have been trying to put Mr. Trump in a bind for possible obstruction of justice, which means, that's what they got Mr. Nixon on, because he obstructed justice when they tried to investigate the Watergate break-in, right?
Mm-hmm.
So that's how they got him. He tried to stop it, and you can't do that. It's against the law. And they were going to impeach him for that, and he knew he was had, so that's why he resigned. Anyway, that's obstruction of justice.
Okay.
Well, the libs along with the media, who, you know, they are, you know, and the globalists who own all the media, they've been banging away at this for weeks, months, that President Trump, you know, obstructed justice in his office with Mr. Comey and told him that he should stop the Russian stop the investigation of General Flynn. Right?
Okay.
You know, the general who supposedly had some contacts with the Russians for something, and he lied to Trump, and Mr. Trump fired him.
Right.
For lying. Okay. So that was the story. So it came out yesterday that what all President Trump said to Mr. Comey was, and this was under oath, that General Flynn's a nice guy. I don't think he's done anything wrong. I hope you can see your way clear to let this go. I hope you can see your way clear to let this go. And under constant questioning from the Republicans, who are also attorneys, so they know how to do it, Mr. Comey admitted that when you say something like, I hope you do this, it's not obstruction of justice. You're just, this, I hope you do this. You didn't say, you didn't tell anybody to do it.
Right.
You didn't tell anybody to do it. Okay. So there's no smoking gun here. So there's just not. There's just not. And so it was good to get this out, and hopefully they're going to let it go, but they won't.
Yeah.
They won't. They don't like this man.
Yeah, no, they don't.
They don't like this man. So every time I write something like this on Facebook, all the Libbies just, you know, they just go crazy.
Yeah.
But it's good because a lot of them then defriend me so I can let other people on. So it all works out. You know what I'm saying? Just like, that's like we were talking
little
about.
Do they know this is just a ploy to
clean out your
filter your thing to be able to get some woman who is of childbearing age.
Do you think that's what it's about?
Has your same values?
I don't understand. Well, explain this to me. How come I only get 5,000 people and I can't even get new people? Because when I try to, they say you can't get any more. Could you explain this to me? What is this about?
I think there's a 5,000 limit on the personal Facebook pages.
Right.
Yeah, and that's the page that you work with. So I don't know, maybe you can start another page and it's different now.
Why couldn't we just make this one a fan page so we could have kabillions? What's the difference? I don't understand.
Because you have a fan page. You have
but nobody goes to it. I don't do anything.
It's because you're not on there.
Yeah,
why
I know, but why can't I just make this one the fan page?
Because it's already made a certain way.
Can't we change it?
I know so little about Facebook, Patrick, I could not tell you.
So there is a difference. So I don't think people... The reason we have this, I think you told me before, is there's a limit on what people can do and interact on a fan page. Correct?
Honestly, I just don't know that much. You have a friend, you know, when you have your friends and your personal page, it's kind of open. Everybody can, you know, it's kind of a free for all. They can post on your boards and they can do whatever.
Oh, maybe that's it.
Yeah.
Well, only your friends can post, though.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So on a fan page, the people that have like a million people on their Facebook page,
on your fan page, they can comment on your post, but they can't actually post things on your wall. I don't know.
I'll talk to Ruben.
I really don't. You should investigate that.
I'll investigate that a little bit because I think it'd be fun to have more people. Because I get friend requests that when I click on it to say yeah, it says you're up to $5,000.
Oh.
And the only way I can do more is when I write stuff about Donald Trump and some of them quit.
So, well, you should just do that more often.
It's kind of like doing a coffee enema.
Do a real tight filtering.
It's like doing a coffee enema. Okay. 888-663-6386. Email patrick@oneradionetwork.com. Let's go to some of our emails here. Okay. Sharon writes in from Adam and Vibrant Gal. Good fortune and best of luck to Sharon. Happy, 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 happy face.
Oh, thank you. Yeah, thank you.
Good fortune. That's how do they say that in Italian? Buona fortuna. Buona fortuna, something like that. Buona fortuna. They say that at weddings. Buona fortuna. Virginia Fox Schill. Ooh. Oh, that's
she's a Schill.
She's a Schill. Don't get snarky now.
I'm just repeating what you said.
I know. No, not to you. No, I was talking.
Oh, them.
The email.
Right, okay.
I got a piece of walnut in my throat. John writes in, I'm so glad to hear that Sharon is leaving the show. I'm so sad, sorry. God, I thought something John was getting snarky. I'm so sad to hear that Sharon is leaving the show. She adds some much insight, ideas, wisdom, and inspiration to the show. At least I have the One Radio Network archives to listen to all the great open phone shows for the past years. Same time, I'm so happy that she's moving on to new and exciting endeavors. I wish you the best of luck. Sharon is such a talented individual with so many diverse interests and talents. It is inspiring to hear that she is courageous to go on and to pursue many new things and to explore the many opportunities out there. It inspires me to look at my own life to see how I can explore new avenues myself. Sharon, I want to thank you for all the years of great work on One Radio Network. I hope you will still be involved in the media, perhaps with your own blog, website, and maybe your own radio show. From John. Oh, thanks, really John.
Sweet. Appreciate it. You guys are going to end up making me cry.
I'm going to make you cry. Sad movies.
Now, well, one thing I have to say, we have very gracious listeners.
Very gracious.
We really, really do. That's probably been the best part about everything, you know? It's like a little family.
Yeah, I've had two people, Ken Rolla and both Gary Hanna of the Colloidal Silver, and also three people, Dave Stetzer, he said the other day, he said, I just want to tell you that the people that call me from your show are so well-informed and so courteous and
yes.
so thankful and so grateful that I just never met a class of people like this.
Well, and I've heard that too over the years. We'd have guests who would write back and say, your listeners are so wonderful. I know that our listeners really do investigate, and they go on to the guests' websites, and they
check them out.
Guests can see, you know, this influx of traffic coming into their website, and they can see that it's coming from One Radio Network, and they've always been very impressed with the listeners, the involvement.
Yeah, they're smart cookies. They're aware people. They're aware folks, for sure.
Yeah.
That makes it double challenging for us to keep getting guests on, you know, that will challenge us and expand, you know. After 9 years, you go through a lot of stuff.
Right. You do. I mean, you're really trying to find something new and it's interesting.
Mm-hmm. Well, let's see. Let's do a few more emails here and then. Okay. Dan writes in, so I am confused about cholesterol. So the Dr. Gundry is saying that the cholesterol number doesn't matter. Yes, that's right. That's what we understand. Many people, right, Sharon, over the years, this big number, you know, that if you just do your cholesterol, and it's usually anywhere between, I don't know, 150 or 300, it doesn't matter whatsoever. And this guy, this gentleman is a better word, he has operated on 10,000 heart people over 40 years. So I think you could trust his opinion on this, right?
Yeah, probably.
I think probably so. Probably pretty credible. And, of course, we have had many, many people to Dan over the years this number doesn't mean anything. And he even made some very interesting comments, Dr. Gundry, on the whole LDL, HDL stuff that I don't remember, but you can listen to the show yesterday. And if you're into doing those tests, you should listen to what he said on that, because there's some really misinformation out there too about your HDL, LDL, and all that stuff. So be careful about getting too head over feet on some of those numbers. Gavin writes in, I'm looking for a colloidal silver. Do you have any recommendations? I tried clicking on the link of your home page, and the company it goes to doesn't appear to ship out. No, they do. They do ship out, and that company is Nature's, what's the name? Nature's Pure Organics, is it?
Yeah, I believe so. Mm-hmm.
Nature's, are you right there?
So let's go on the front page? That's weird. Huh.
Click on that while you're there and see what it says. So yes, they do. What you want to do is just get to the phone number of Nature's Pure Organics and just call, and you talk to Gary, it's his number, and you tell him what you want, and he'll tell you some of the products he has as far as the monoatomic silver, colloidal silver, gold, copper. I think he also has selenium and magnesium. I'd like to try some of that magnesium because I would like to nebulize it. So I want to get some of that because, boy, I mean, there are a lot of people that suggest. Adam, do you think all these people, I know Adam's listening this morning.
I see what he's talking about.
What happens? What does it do?
Well, what happens is when you go to order something, like I put some soap in a cart.
Okay.
And it says add to cart, but then it says pick up in store, returns, no returns. But here, let me just go ahead and add to the cart and see. Oh, it says pick up in store. Choose an option.
Yeah, you have an option. Either pick it up or ship it, correct?
Okay, hang on a second, right, because it's not doing anything.
Well, I'll call
when you click. When you click choose an option, it doesn't give you any option to do anything.
Okay, I'll call Gary after the show and have him correct that.
Yeah.
That'll be helpful.
Yeah, it doesn't go anywhere.
He's probably been losing some sales there.
Probably, yeah.
So I'll call Gary after the show. But his phone number is pretty obvious there. Does he have a contact me thing on the website?
There is a contact.
Does it give his phone number?
There's a contact. Now, here was different. I put this vegan safe B12 regular into the cart. And, again, it says pickup.
That's not good.
You might want to see that.
Mm-hmm. Okay, yeah. So we'll get that worked out. But is his phone number there? Can you see it?
His phone number is there.
Okay, good. Just call the phone number if you want to get some of this silver.
Yes, there's a phone number.
Good.
Yeah.
All right. 888-663-6386. Email patrick@oneradionetwork.com. It's Sharon Swan's song. She's moving out of One Radio Network, and she's going to actually, I think she's going to be Madonna's co-author in a new YouTube channel. I just made that up, and it's not even close, but, you know, it's probably as wild as you can get. So if you'd like to email and say hi, and you can do that or call up and give us your story. What is your story? 888-663-6386. Here is Bend, Oregon, Mike in Bend, Oregon. Here, Patrick, I've heard you mention you're in therapy several times. I've tried it twice, once several years ago, and then again just recently. And both time, I experienced a huge drop in libido.
Hmm.
Do you have any ideas why this would be? I appreciate any help you may offer.
Wow, I've never heard that.
I have no idea. I don't know. You know, generally, Mike, they recommend, you know, they, Doug and Mel, they recommend the urine therapy people is doing a little urine therapy first thing in the morning, the first morning urine in the midstream, catch that baby midstream, and drinking an ounce or so. And it's good for, actually, should be good for T levels and things like that, because I think, and Adam can support this if it's true, that the body makes testosterone at night, and so it might could be a good way to even boost T levels. But, you know, maybe you were just so turned off by drinking your pee that, you know, Mr. Happy got unhappy because he got stressed out. I don't know, you know, I don't understand. Yeah, I have no idea about that one. It's way beyond my pay grade. So I just wouldn't.
Or maybe when his wife found out he was doing it. No,
yeah, that's right. That's right. Maybe his wife said, you know, I don't know. You're too weird for me, man. Oh, man. Let's see. Robert emailed in, you really need to watch the movie A Dog's Purpose. I cried all the way through.
Aww.
Yeah, I think I've seen the, I think I've heard about it. It's about this person who keeps reincarnating into different dogs.
Okay.
Something like that.
A person who keeps reincarnating into different dogs.
Yeah, I wasn't interested in the movie after I saw the premise because I know it doesn't work like that. But it might be a nice little story, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But you know me, I get kind of persnickety about those things. Sorry. What are some ways that we can protect the body from unavoidable EMF RF exposure? Also, how do you help the body heal from this type of damage? Oh, gosh, I don't know. I mean, we think that this rest shield is a good thing to have when you're sleeping, for sure. We figured out, in Sharon's case, where just the siding, and people have confirmed this, just the siding on her house, the metal siding, helps to block a lot of the stuff from the cell phone towers. Because Sharon has a cell phone tower right down the street.
I do.
And I tested her home with the readings when I was there, and it should be a lot higher than what it is. So I think, and you never had that much from your smart meter either, did you, inside? That we never.
I never had anything from the smart meter, no.
Mm-hmm. No. So, yeah. I don't know of any other way to do it. If you're in a place with a lot of cell phone things, I think you just have to keep getting stronger and stronger, and your body will just deal with it. I really believe that. You know, and you say when you heal from this type of damage, I would just let go of the idea that it's doing any kind of damage whatsoever. And every time your little mind thinks about it, I would simply replace it with, I'm strong and I'm protected. And you can do a little bubble around yourself and say, these EMFs are not bothering me whatsoever. It's just, I'm doing the best I can and I'm fine. And just let it go. I wouldn't put that thought form in there as something you really believe that's doing damage. I wouldn't do that. So,
you know, I know this sounds bizarre, but it seems like I read somewhere that drinking distilled water helped with that.
Really?
I don't know why, but yeah.
Huh.
Yeah.
Well, I would suspect it helps to clean out the cells and gas, I guess, and, you know, I don't know. Yeah. I thought Sharon was going to pick as her favorite song for her last show, Alleluia, right?
Oh, I love Alleluia. Yeah,
so I'm going to play just a little bit of that on the next break because
maybe you can do like a compilation. You can do a remix.
I'll do a remix. So maybe that's like your second favorite song, and we can do that on the next.
I have a lot of favorite songs. I really do. There, I don't have one particular favorite.
I know you do. So the reason I thought about it is because Zanetta wrote in saying that Alleluia is a short form expression praise Jehovah. How do you say it? What's that word? J-A-H-V-E. Or Jehovah. That's right. And you can find it in the biblical hundreds of times. Leonard Cohen knew, as the Jews were aware of it as well. That's true, but the whole Jehovah came from an earlier word, Hu, H-U. That's where the word Jehovah comes from. That's where the word human comes from, and that's where the term Alleluia originally comes from, is H-U, which is an ancient name for God that goes back, probably a million years before they had any religions, H-U. And it all stems from that sacred name for God. But yeah, that's right, Jehovah. There's another one, Alleluia, and there's another one. I used to know there was a word, human, God-man comes from that Hugh God human. That's where that comes from, human. So that's kind of fun. And if you'd like to learn how to sing Hugh, you can email me, patrick@oneradionetwork.com. I'll send you a little book free called The Call of Soul. Just got a whole case in a few days ago, and we're going to get the rest of them out. And at the back of the book, there's a CD there, so you can teach you how to sing Hugh.
Oh, that's nice.
That's a nice thing.